Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. I've never seen this photo before, this photo of Michelle Wilkins' baby Aurora that was posted in the courtroom by Michelle, the mother, as Donnell Lane was being sentenced to 100 years in prison for the brutal killing of that little baby and the assault on the mother. And so there is anger right now at a reporter from 9 News who is rewriting history and changing the way that baby was found, from moving and gasping for breath to that the baby was found dead. And so we're going to get to that in just a moment. First, I want to let you know about our YouTube channel. At Bob and Yurt Live, if you go to our website, kgov.com, we've just published a new video. We started putting effort into this YouTube channel just about a year or two ago, and we have now 157,000 views. And our latest video, just put up 15 minutes ago, is the negative effects of marijuana. And this should be quite a video. It should reach a lot of people. It is a video of the Real Science Radio program that Doug McBurney and I did on that very topic. And in the YouTube video description, there's a link to the full article and all the scientific research and all the news. And the link is as easy as could be because it's on Real Science Radio, we say rsr.org/pot, P-O-T, rsr.org/pot. And so what we'll be doing later today is we'll be embedding that video on that pot page. And so, Lord willing, that will reach a lot of people. Okay. Earlier today, I had a few minutes, calling into Dan Kaplis's radio program on KNUS, and that went real well. We had occasion to agree on two topics about the police and about the Denver Post article out just praising the prostitution of young Colorado college women and acting like this prostitution that's becoming popular, that it's legal, acting as though it were legal. And so anyway, we'll get to those topics perhaps a bit later. But right now, I would like to have back on the show from last week. She was in studio, but to talk about 9 News and what's going on with baby Aurora, the president of American Right to Life, Leslie Hanks. Leslie, welcome back to Bob and Yurt Live.
Thank you, Bob.
Could you tell us about what's going on? Because looking at this photo of baby Aurora,
doesn't it just blow your mind? I mean, it's so easy to just think of her as just a statistic until you actually get to see, and how brave of her mother to put that forth in the actual trial.
Yes. You know, some of the moms, well, for example, Heather Cervic, whose unborn child was killed also in Longmont, which is just astounding.
Right.
Heather had done everything possible to let the whole world know that her little Brady was a baby, was a person. And
absolutely.
Michelle, this is really the first thing I'm aware of where she actually publicly showed that her child was a baby, was a person. But what a photo of little Aurora. Wow.
3-4 weeks, right? I mean, she was just totally ready to be delivered.
Oh, yeah.
Now another 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And, of course, at any age, at any stage, but this precious baby, for someone to look at this baby and say that is not a person, I tell you, that's a test of wickedness. If someone is wondering, you know, am I a wicked person? That's one way of finding out. If you look at this baby, and we need to post a picture of baby Aurora on today's show summary.
That'll be excellent, yes.
If you look at a picture of baby Aurora and you could say, that is not a person, well, then that is a perfect indicator of your hard heart and that you are evil, that you are evil. Not that you're confused, not that you're uneducated, that you are evil. So now let's talk about Channel 9, 9 News.
Well, right. I looked at Complete Colorado, which is a site I tend to check from time to time just to kind of see what's happening in our fair state. And I saw the top article was this 9 News story about how Dinelle Lane, who actually is the woman that cut baby Aurora from her mother's womb, she's really not showing any signs of remorse. And they've looked at, they've gone back and listened to the phone calls she's made from jail, and none of the, conversations with her mother or her husband have indicated that she feels badly for what she did. So anyway, I was just reading the article and by Anastasia Bolton, and I came across the sentence where she says that baby Aurora was found by the husband, and I'm looking for it as I talk to you here, and I'm not seeing it right this second, but anyway, saying that the baby was dead when she was found, and I found myself saying, that's very different than what we heard right in the beginning when everybody was reporting that actually her husband had found the baby gasping for breath.
I have it right here. This is what this NBC affiliate reporter wrote. This is an example of revisionist history. The man who came home the day of the attack to find Wilkins' baby Aurora dead in the bathtub. Lane told him she miscarried. Now, aside from the fact that there's grammatical error in this, which is rampant in the media today, just rampant. Aside from the fact that that's not a sentence, she is saying that this man came home to find baby Aurora dead in the bathtub. Now, is that what's happened? And this reporter's name, her last name is Bolton. How do you pronounce her first name?
Anastasia.
Anastasia. Okay. Spelled differently. All right. So Anastasia Bolton. So you have interacted with her now. So
I have. I actually sent a tweet out and said, I think I sent a live-action Lila Rose article that indicated that there were police reports where the husband did say that the baby was gasping for breath. And I said, are you rewriting history? Now, she's answered that back and said that no, she's not rewriting history, that the story, that was the original story, but that the coroner has declared that the baby never breathed. And so I've just been looking online to see if I can find evidence that that coroner ran on a pro-abortion platform, which I'm pretty sure she did. I haven't found that confirmation yet, but I'm going to keep looking.
Well, at the press conference, when they decided not to charge this murderer with homicide, with murder, that was up in Boulder, Colorado. I attended that press conference.
Right,
I believe you were there.
I did too.
Yeah, you were there. And I recall at the time, the Republicans in the House of Representatives here in Colorado had a bill, a single sentence abortion-neutral fetal homicide bill, and of course the officials there in Boulder would oppose that bill, just as they generally do anything they can to further the culture of getting away with killing unborn children.
Absolutely, yes, that's true.
So at any rate, they made the argument that the baby did not take a breath, and therefore the baby was not a person under Colorado law. So that issue by itself is an atrocity, because the baby in the mother's womb is a person. But let's address now this 9 News reporter, Anastasia Bolton. She said that the baby was found dead. Now, the baby in the mother's womb, before the baby's born, the baby's not dead. The baby's alive.
And right.
It does. The baby doesn't have to take a breath to be alive. Planned Parenthood, the abortionists there, they kill the baby. And the reason they kill it is because it's alive. The baby wasn't alive, they wouldn't have to kill it. And so they kill the baby. The baby is alive. So what Anastasia Bolton is doing is she's taking the legal atrocity of the claim that if the baby doesn't take a breath, she's not a person, and she's turning into a biological absurdity and saying that if the baby doesn't take a breath, it's not alive, it's mm-hmm. dead. Mm-hmm. And so she needs to be held to account, and this is revisionist history.
Well, and Bob, like I was mentioning to you earlier, the reason I'm so troubled by this is that, of course, we need to address this in Colorado law. And it was our bill that, you know, the single sentence abortion neutral fetal homicide bill would address this very scenario. But how will we ever get it passed? Well, Planned Parenthood opposing it every step of the way anyway. But how would it ever pass when people start saying, oh, the baby was dead anyway? You know, they'll forget that baby Aurora really probably did survive.
Well, of course.
Anybody would acknowledge.
And
even so, it was horrifyingly wrong. I think that the term that the Stan Garnett and the coroner used was fetal demise. They didn't even, you know, they don't even acknowledge that.
Yeah.
Just that the Boulder coroner and district attorney, Stan Garnett, both said that she died of fetal demise was the term they used, which, you know, it's just so nebulous and tries to dehumanize and minimize what really happened.
Right, of course. All right, so how do we now, and by the way, for the audience wondering, we mentioned the Longmont killing in 2012 of Heather Cervick's baby, and Heather came out publicly and said, calling him a fetus is offensive to our family because he's a baby.
It is offensive.
Of course. And also in 2012 in Colorado, in Aurora, it's something that it was in the town of Aurora where Michelle Wilkins' baby was named Aurora. But there was an Ashley Moser whose unborn baby is the unrecognized 13th victim in the Aurora mm-hmm. theater murders.
Mm-hmm.
In the theater massacre, she had the youngest victim of that attack, and that little baby died, and that baby is the 13th victim, the unrecognized victim of the theater massacre.
Yes, I believe Dan Kaplis is representing the mom in that matter, so I wonder whether that'll ever get any historical revision, that the truth will come out that, you know, that was another victim.
Yeah.
She was another victim.
Yes. And then in 2011, working chronologically backwards, in Denver, Lori Gorham's 8-month-old baby was killed by a hit-and-run driver. And, you know, it doesn't matter at what age these babies are. They're precious, eternal mm-hmm. human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Precious in God's eyes, and they should be precious in everyone's eyes, although many people like to destroy them. Many of these kids are late-term babies who are killed, and because of our abortion culture, the hearts of so many are turned against these precious little kids. And so that was a hit and run.
And that one never was solved, was it? I remember
right.
that as clear as day. It happened in the Stapleton area near the Planned Parenthood clinic, ironically.
Yeah, that's right. In Grand Junction in 2007, Lila Lennon, do you recall
mm-hmm.
what happened? That little girl, Lila, died an hour after she was born. So this is not minutes, it's an hour. Our courts in Colorado rejected the murder charge, but they contradicted themselves, which is not surprising, because
right.
in our abortion-confused world, everything is contradictory. They upheld other charges, including child abuse leading to death. So she was a child, but not a person. How's that one?
That's the most outrageous in a way.
Yeah.
That she did survive for an hour. But
for,
yeah,
for an hour. That's exactly right.
The first time that the fetal homicide law was carried right after her death?
Well, you know, you have a very good memory for what goes on at the Capitol. I think you may be right. And in 2007, that's when there was somewhat of an upheaval, even in the whole Right to Life movement, and when the personhood movement got traction. And so that, because until then, the only fetal homicide bill ever introduced would be the compromise bills that say it's okay to kill the baby if you intend to, if you're an abortionist or the mother and you want to kill the baby, but otherwise it's not okay. And so
right, that was a version that wasn't that Bill Catman's version that was carried, sort of as a replacement for the one that Janet Jaschke carried for us?
Yeah, and he's the president of the Senate, the Republican here in the Colorado legislature. You're right.
Right.
World Magazine, in fact, quoted me as a spokesperson for Colorado Right to Life back in February this year, and I have it right here. I'm on Colorado Right to Life's homepage for people wondering where this information is. It says here, spokesperson for Colorado Right to Life said the state's pro-life movement must battle not only the pro-abortion voice, but also members of the Republican Party. The only fetal homicide bills that the Republican establishment will tolerate are the ones that affirm Planned Parenthood's core business of abortion. And so I'm glad that that got out in World Magazine. But
yeah,
Leslie,
absolutely.
Then there are two others. I don't know if you recall these, both in Colorado Springs. In 2003, Leah Gee, G-E-E, was murdered while 7 months pregnant with little Jeremiah, fighting for life for weeks before dying. Yet the courts ruled against filing a murder charge for his death. And then in 2002 in the Springs, Amanda Hansen was 4 months pregnant when she was murdered along with her unborn son.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's all just horrific. And so the dehumanizing of these children by our abortion culture, and we have at 9 News this Anastasia Balton, who's taken the legal atrocity of saying if the baby doesn't take a breath, it's not a person, and she's turned that into a biological absurdity. This is from the arrest affidavit for Dinelle Lane. Let me read this to you. In fact,
That's from the Longmont Times Call article?
Well, the entire, the media nationwide reported this stuff. But
right.
The Longmont Times Call, Channel 4 News, the DenverChannel.com reported it. In fact, 9 News undoubtedly reported it at the time.
I believe they did at the time, yeah.
Right, and this man was referred to as Danelle's husband. Does it turn out that he's her husband or boyfriend,
I thought at the time that he might have just been like a live-in, but I do see him referred to as a husband all the time now, so I don't know what to
as
say
a husband
that.
Or just the man who came home. But at any rate, her husband told officers, this is according to the arrest affidavit. Her husband told officers that he came home early from work Wednesday afternoon to take Lane to a prenatal appointment. Now, right there is absurd, right? This is the woman who enticed a pregnant woman to her home to assault her, rip open her womb, and steal her baby.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's going for a prenatal appointment. This is all part of her planning this atrocity. As he was walking toward the basement, he found Lane covered in blood. He told officers that Lane said she had just miscarried and the baby was in the bathtub upstairs. He ran upstairs to the bathroom and found the small baby lying in the bathtub. He rubbed the baby slightly, then rolled it over to hear and see it take a gasping breath, the document states.
Yep.
So then
that's a little different than what Nine News is reporting today.
Yeah, to see it, we have a video on our YouTube channel, and it's titled "The Worst Abortion Video Yet." It's absolutely horrific. It has 23,000 views. And here is a baby that's being manhandled, and the baby is intact. This is an intact living fetus where they're just rolling it. It's just horrific. And this is worse than anything David Dalyden has put in his videos. It's a 2-minute video. And so when you see an intact baby, it is so easy to see that that baby is still alive, as you would see in our 2-minute video, the worst abortion video yet. And so when this man saw this baby and he told the police, "I rolled it over to hear and see it take a gasping breath." So obviously, if he wants to reduce the chances of this Lane getting a murder charge, he's going to change the story. But at the time, the contemporaneous account by this person who was not biased against Donnell says, "I saw the baby, I saw and heard it taking a gasping breath." So the baby is biologically alive. And Anastasia Bolton needs to correct the record.
Well, that's what I'd like to see, but I'm not sure I have any luck persuading her of that fact.
Well, so, you know, certainly we can invite more people to contact her. And
I did put her email address and her phone number in a post that I put on Facebook about this story.
Okay, so since Facebook closed down my Facebook page saying that a Colorado driver's license is not a valid form of ID.
That's part of that newly discovered bias of Facebook that they're talking about, right, Bob?
Yeah, exactly. And that, in fact, you could find that on Facebook, the screen capture of my driver's license that we scanned and sent to Facebook. And as a Colorado pastor, Bob Enyart, and they said, "Sorry, that is not a valid form of ID. It's a Colorado driver's license.
You can't make it up, right?"
No, but so I won't be going to your Facebook page anytime soon, maybe until my Facebook account is restored. But Leslie, do you have her email handy?
I do. So her name is spelled a little different. Yeah. It's Anastasia Bolton, at 9news.com.
Okay.
And a phone number? Can I get that?
Well, sure, yeah.
It's 303-871-1869.
Okay, and so what we'll do, we'll put up a show summary. We'll include that information and ask her not to compound the legal insanity with a biological falsehood. That if an unborn child doesn't take a breath, that means it's dead. And that's the insanity of the abortion culture. Yeah, that's it right there.
Yeah.
All right. Leslie Hanks, thank you so very much.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Well, appreciate it. Okay, so that's Leslie Hanks, the president of American Right to Life, always fighting the battle at every opportunity on every front. Okay, hey, we've been hearing from people around the country and in Canada that when folks are Googling Donald Trump pro-life, our website, prolifeprofiles.com, our being American Right to Life, I'm a spokesperson for American Right to Life, is heading toward the top of the first page were at either number 3 or 4 out of, what, 100,000 pages? Or is it more? I'm going to try it right now, in fact. So if you try it, Donald Trump pro-life. Right? I'm going to hyphenate pro-life. That's the right way to spell it. So I'm Googling. And let's see the results. So Google will give you an estimate of how many pages are relevant to that search term. Okay, they say it's 4.8 million. And here we are at number 3, prolifeprofiles.com. So I'm going to click on that, because when you click on a result, you help to increase the discoverability of that web page. So if you ever Google any of our Bob and Yurt Live or Real Science Radio, American Right to Life pages or articles, resources, then remember to click on it and maybe not click on a competing site, because that'll really help. So we got to be on the issues, and that might be tough. They're a pretty big site. But here we are, prolifeprofiles.com/Donald Trump. Okay, we're doing that well there. Lord willing, our negative effects of marijuana, brand new YouTube video, will reach a lot of people. If you know people smoking pot, kids, grandkids, neighbors, friends, enemies, you might want to send them a link to this. It's entertaining and it's powerful. So, this is Bob and Yurt. May God bless you.